Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom Pachyorek. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kittle. The throw from Essien and he is out, Lansford applying the tag. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Cruz steals third. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stegman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoyt. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stegman. Bochy reaches second base with a double. There goes Kingman trying to get to home. Kittle throws the ball into Dibzinski, who relays the ball to Skinner, who tags Kingman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Kruger covering, for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hoyt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dibzinski. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Dibzinski steals second. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stegman takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Atherton now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dibzinski moves to third. Stegman moves to second. Greg Walker pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Atherton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.